come when you want to hear Halloween history, Halloween traditions, haunted stories, and poems. And here's your host, the Halloween Haunter.
One of my favorite Halloween traditions is watching Bela Lugosi play Dracula. You may be surprised to learn that Bram Stoker's Dracula was first published in 1897, nearly 80 years after Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I know, it feels so old. That's because it's based on old legends of vampires, which I talk about in a separate installment of Halloween Haunt. But it was actually written around the same time as H.G. Wells' tales of alien invasion and time travel, Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes, and Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which itself came 14 years earlier. England and America were quite used to tales of the fantastic by the time Dracula was born, and it wasn't considered that big a deal, although it was moderately successful. Dracula was originally supposed to be called Count Vampire, but was changed when Mr. Stoker discovered the Romanian word Dracul, meaning the devil. The first Dracula movie was Nosferatu, which was forced to change the name of the Count and the setting because Mr. Stoker's pesky widow was still alive and wouldn't give him the rights. The most famous is the one starring Bela Lugosi, which was also made into a Spanish version for Mexico using the same sets, but Carlos Valerius was the Count. Strangely, although Universal made a number of Dracula movies in the 30s and 40s, the second and only other time Bela Lugosi portrayed him was in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Lon Chaney Jr. replaced Mr. Lugosi, as well as John Carradine, father of David and Keith Carradine. Other film versions include the Hammer productions of Dracula and sequels starring Christopher Lee, the Frank Langella motion picture based on the Broadway play, not the first of those made either, and Francis Ford Coppola's epic starring Gary Oldman. I could talk about Dracula all day and night, but I must go check my jack-o'-lantern now. More information can be found on wikipedia.com, and I look forward to your comments at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.